I'm Michael Gidney, Policy Director of Tradecraft. Tradecraft is a fair trade organisation. Our mission is fighting poverty through trade. We do this in two ways. The first is that we trade through a trading company with small-scale producers, mostly food, but increasingly non-food as well. Small-scale producers in more than 30 developing countries. And through our sister charity, Tradecraft Exchange, we also seek to provide consultancy services, enterprise development services to producer groups around building more sustainable businesses. And we also campaign and advocate for fairer trade rules and practices. Now, in preparing for this session today, I spoke to a number of our partners in different parts of the world, and the response from all of them, pretty unsurprisingly, is that the target beneficiaries, our clients, our partners at the other end of the supply chain in areas that Tradecraft knows about, are all really seriously suffering from the price volatility in food, both as sellers and buyers, from the increased cost over the last couple of years of agricultural inputs and of fuel. None of this, of course, will be surprising to anybody here, but there is a very real sense of the increased vulnerability amongst our partners. Now, for Tradecraft, that's a very significant worry. We've been working now for 30 years to try and promote some kind of sustainability in trade between the North and South. And here, almost at one fell swoop, you have very much more vulnerability where in places where it simply cannot be borne. Just to give you one very small example, but there are more. We have a partner working with beneficiaries of micro-enterprise in Tamil Nadu, very, very small amounts of money provided to very small-scale farmers and traders. Now, information we've had from our partner there just recently is that they are, because of the credit crunch, so not so much the price volatility of food, but because of the credit crunch, they are receiving about half the loans they would have expected. So this has had an impact on the agricultural inputs they can buy. So, you know, the seed, the fertilizers that they can buy to invest in their farms. Or for the traders, it's had an impact on the amount of stock they can buy and then trade on. So, you know, a downward spiral. Now, that's just from the credit crunch. Of course, in terms of food price hikes, we're now hearing stories of producers, farmers, working as hard as before, but now forced to choose between school fees and eating. It's as stark as that. As I say, this is not new to any of us here, but it is incredibly stark. Tradecraft's interest, as I say, over the last 30 years has been to look at what sustainable trade would mean in practice for producers in the South, but also for markets in the North and for the businesses who trade between the two. And it's our belief that there is much that can be done to protect the most vulnerable from these kinds of volatilities. None of it, I'm afraid, is new. So if you're looking for new and innovative ideas, I'm afraid this is going to be a bit of an old story. What we substantially need is the kind of reform in trade policy which has been talked about for so very many years and has yet to be brought to bear. So the Doha Development Agenda, you know, was launched in 2001. Lots of rhetoric about making trade pro-development. Wonderful on paper. In practice, it simply hasn't happened. We need nothing less than a root and branch reform of the way international trade policy is done.
I'm sure my colleague will follow up and say what.
Absolutely, that's right. And then just one more thing. There is also an opportunity to reform the way international trade happens in practice. So the rules, of course, are very important, but the impact is through the business practices. In a situation where there is now very large-scale market concentration in the agricultural trade globally, with some very, very large agri-processors, Cargill, for example, with one of four companies controlling 90% of the grain stock in the world, and where retail of food is controlled by some very large players. In the UK, we know four supermarkets control three quarters of our grocery trade. There is a need to move away from the culture of deregulation and intervene where necessary to manage markets fairly.
Thank you very much. Very good. And we'll come back.